Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Right from the Left Coast, and I'm broadcasting from Oceanside. I'm your host, Linda, today. It is gorgeous. I can't help but tell you. 74 degrees, blue skies, gentle ocean breeze. It's gorgeous. It's the only thing we have going for us today, and I'm going to get into all that because I have got so much on my plate, I don't even know where to start. I have been inundated with phone calls, emails, blasts, request to do this, to call the governor's office. Oh, my God, it's nuts. Hello, Doc, Rod, and Yo. Thanks so much for coming in. I did do a quick Skype to Ron because he came online and we both have Skype, so I can always see. And I know Yo knows that because she goes through that too. And I asked him how Pops was, and he was saying, you know, because we've all been praying and stuff. So he's in the oncology ward. There was some small mass, I think, or a clot found in his left arm. He's got a little spot on his lungs. I don't know because they're still waiting for the lab results to come back. Haven't got that. He has to go in for a colonoscopy tomorrow, and he's not happy about that. So Ron may not make it tonight because he's got family. His wife's coming back from Denver. Don't know anything about what's happening with her poor boss from Harley-Davidson. So his life's in a mess, and I think there were relatives there wanting to help make dinner for him, so just because he works all day and stuff. So we've got to do a little, I want to do a little prayer for the Golden family because they're kind of up against it. We want to say, Dear Heavenly Father, we want to make sure that you watch over the Golden family and give them strength to get through this, and hopefully with your healing powers that you can help heal poor Tom Golden, because I know he's miserable. He's probably hating being in that hospital. We love this family, and we need to support them, and we're just hoping that you can get them through. We don't want to lose him yet. Ron needs more time with his dad, so I know that feeling. I went through it back in 06 or 04, whichever it was. I can't even remember how long back it was when my dad first got sick with his colon cancer, but it's really hard. So we're praying for he and his family, Ron and his family, and, of course, Tom Golden to get better. And at least find out what it is, and maybe they can treat it, and we can find out and hopefully breathe a sigh of relief. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so where are we with today? My God, there was the rally in D.C., Glenn's speech. I get hit with a request. Okay, back in the day when idiotic, thank you guys. Thanks for letting me know you can hear me too. Governor Brown was in office as governor like twice. This is the second time Mr. Fascist has been in. So they had what was called the Brown Act, which was to, part of it was about public assembly, the right to hand out petitions and speak in public on sidewalks and out in front of supermarkets, as long as you're not blocking the doorway within a certain feet. Well, now they were, the legislators are trying to amend this. And they put in something about Section 4 on S-71. They're trying to mess with the old original one. And so I had to make the phone call early on to ask Brown to veto Section 4 of S-71 to restore the effectiveness of the Public Records Act. You know, now I've got a new request from my friends here in town who are also on the Anti-Agenda 21 group. I'm going to check this one out. Here's the deal. It says, tell these GOP senators to get off the amnesty fence. That was one. There was another one on Facebook. Oh, and I know what it was. It was actually on Facebook, and it was regarding the old Prop 13. They're trying now to gut Prop 13. That was in California because we have such horrible property tax rates. They were protecting the people because of this, of the valuation of the homes. Back in the 70s, the idiots, progressives in California, my friend Ken tried to explain it to us a few months back on this show, And what it is, through their zoning regulations, through their monkeying around with people like Sandag and the rest of these cons, and let me tell you, I got a whole deal on Sandag to tell you too. I hope I can get through this today. This is amazing with all the things that have been happening. I've been hit like 1, 2, 3, bam, 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 all day long with requests and things going on in our community, the state, the federal, the amnesty. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so we have a guest, 3031. Welcome to that person as well. I don't know who you are, but welcome anyway. And hopefully others who are listening through their default players are enjoying as well. So the Prop 13, back in the 70s, they did all this garbage to California, which made the prices of housing absolutely unattainable by anybody who was a normal worker. So in other words, if you lived in Arizona or you lived in Indiana or Oklahoma or Idaho or someplace like that, especially in the middle of the country, I'm not talking about, you know, Manhattan because that's insane, or Palm Beach, Florida, because that's another insane place. But all of California, if you wanted to buy a house, they slapped, because of what they did, they made it so expensive to build a house that you were like $300,000 on top of what it should be worth. So if you had a $100,000 house in Idaho with X amount of square feet, yada, yada, granite countertops, whatever you wanted, not whatever what the deal is, it would cost you $400,000 for the same house in California. It's nuts. So, hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Glad you're in here. So what happened was, this, of course, you have everything is based on the value of your home for property taxes. So the Howard Jarvis Association decided to do Prop 13. This is way back when, in the mid-70s, which I have to go research, but it was. And it really helped the people to still afford to live here because they would never be able to afford their yearly property taxes. It's ridiculous on that kind of situation. So they had to pare it back so they could afford to live here. Well, now they're trying to gut Prop 13, which was Prop 13 was saved people from having to pay ridiculous property taxes on these overly inflated, absolutely outlandish property values in California. So we're going through that. On top of which, for the last 3 days, and I did it today, apparently whatever was happening worked. I sent it out today. My friend who's been fighting illegal immigration for like over 8 years here in California sent me a blast. I got on the phone. I went into the U.S. House of Representatives itemized people. I got their phone numbers. I called ISA first on the local line. This is probably the second time I called him this week. I called Boehner again. Boehner's lines, good news, guys. Boehner's lines were jammed. You couldn't get through except you had to wait. And then they finally figured out they had too many people, and they put us into his voicemail because they were actually trying to answer all the calls. So this is good. It's working. So I said again, I said, do not pass anything in the House that has the word amnesty in it at all because it's a Trojan horse. They'll go into compromise, and then they'll pass a bad bill of amnesty, and that border security will not happen. I called four other people. These were all California people in other districts. Don Young, Doug LaMalfa, and Tom McClintock, whom I absolutely adore because he's pretty much on the right side of everything from what I've heard. He calls me periodically for town hall conferences. Another one's Paul Cook. I got pretty good responses, but the McClintock one was another ace in the hole because they said that McClintock will oppose any bill that has the words amnesty in it at all. So I was very happy. So I told them, I said, look, I said, please send my regards to Tom McClintock for that because that was amazing. I was very happy. So the two people that were really positive were Paul Gosser of Arizona and McClintock from California out of my 8 or 10 people I spoke to. I know Boehner's a schmuck, so I don't even know. But I'm just glad his lines were jamming. And the other thing that happened was, what else did I call today? I haven't done my duty on the Prop 13 they're gutting, but I'll get to that either tonight or tomorrow. I have been inundated with stuff. So, okay, the meeting today, they had two rallies in D.C. Glenn was at one side of the Capitol building. There was another one. Ted Cruz was speaking. All the people were speaking. There was thousands of people. But the D.C. police or whoever the heck was over there would not allow these citizens to go from one rally to the other. They were cordoning them off like sheep or cattle. It was horrible. And on one of the, whether it was the Blaze TV or it was the Blaze TV, because Stu was doing that while Glenn was, you know, doing everything else in D.C. He was explaining. He says it was just horrible that what was going on. So they're trying to clamp down on us. So that's why we were happy that a lot of the speech, which I read the transcript. I haven't had time to go look at it because I finally got an email from GlennBeck.com. I get to check it out later for actually hearing it. But the transcript was amazing. It was a great speech. He talks about civil rights, and this is exactly correct because this is a civil rights movement. And today they were unveiling and commemorating that statue of Frederick Douglass. It's perfect timing. It was on my Facebook where Daryl Issa's page, he posted the statue of Frederick Douglass, and I made a comment and I said, well, it's long overdue. And I said, this is perfect because we have a brand new civil rights movement headed by Alveda King and Glenn Beck. Look out, folks. And I meant it. So, yeah, I heard Cruz's as well, Bill. Thanks for doing that. If anyone wants to call in it at 646-378-0321, there's so much happening. I am so excited about the fact that Boehner's stuff got his phone lines were jammed. I would encourage, look, we've got all the way through July 5th because we don't want, they're trying to push this through. Harry Reid and the Gang of Eight want this done by July 4th. They want to destroy our country on the very day that we got our independence from Britain. I mean, this is what's going on. I can't take it anymore. This is so evil. I'm going to get our number in here for you guys, and I really am happy to see everybody here. We've got Doc, Bill, Yo, Rod, and our guests. So I'm going to type this in, anyone who, because the people can see it, but they just can't type in. So it's 646-378-0321. That's to call in and speak with me, get your voice heard. We got a lot to talk about today. So let me go back to this part. There's a, see if I can find the transcript. Anyway, that's exactly what they're doing. They are starting a Black Robe Regiment and a civil rights movement, an absolute civil rights movement. I am so excited. So I don't have this transcript now, but he was just on fire. If you guys want to check it out, I know it's all over the Blaze. It's also on Glenn Beck's GBTV stuff. It's everywhere. Okay, it says, oh God, they had a Mexican slasher. I just got another headline from my buddy Jeff. It says, now is a good time to call your city code enforcement and city council and demand that they are enforcing all laws and ordinances concerning illegal garage conversions and dwelling and overcrowding. This was my neighborhood. I sent this to you, Bill, earlier, and I sent it to everybody I could. I think I sent it to Rod and others. All over Southern California, 12 to 20 people, usually illegal aliens living in 2 to 3 bedroom houses. Oh yeah, disastrous results. This there was a horrible murder yesterday, I believe. It was something just going on. So I it's awful what's happening. It says Docs NORAD conducted a plane terror drill DC today also. Oh my God, before it's, I didn't know about that attack plan. Oh my God. So they were, oh my gosh, I wish you'd call in, dude. Just let us know what's going on, because this is like unbelievable what's happening. There was another thing I wanted to do. It was called, this is the amnesty bill. Since we're on amnesty, these are the 5 lies of the Rubio amnesty bill. It says border security first lie. This bill is legalization first. Illegals get legal status, then bogus security provisions are put in place. Even Rubio admitted this when he said first comes the legalization. Yeah, in Spanish. 2, the 90% border security is a lie. They won't even build half the fence, which was a law under Bush. It's ridiculous. As National Review points out, the provision that allegedly requires the border to be 90% secure is actually discretionary and left up to the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, that'll work out well. Security to decide whether it met the goal. in the unlikely event that DHS does not give itself a passing score, the only result under the law would be the creation of a commission to study the problem. Oh, my God. Three, the fines imposed lie. Again, the fines allegedly imposed by the Rubio Amnesty Bill are left to the discretion of DHS. Four, the keep the criminals out lie. The bill lets illegals with, for example, up to two drunk driving convictions to still get legal status. And the National Review points out that once again DHS can waive this as well. Oh, those guys are great. Number five, this won't hurt the economy lie. All the data shows that the new waves of illegals and low-skilled workers greatly damages the earning power of U.S. current citizens fighting for those same jobs. In a recession, the impact will be even worse. I have a question. Where are these magical jobs coming from? I can't even get a job. Do you know how many people in California are unemployed? Holy, and then they're all going to be on, what do you call it? They're all going to be on part-time status because of Obamacare. At my meeting last night, we had a meeting at Tri-City Tea Party. That's Oceanside Vista and Carlsbad. I'm telling you, and I got to speak for a second on this, and I was asking my people to call the reps today. I said, please call Boehner's office. I says, we get hit with amnesty on top of Obamacare, on top of the new war with Syria. I says, it's over. I says, I don't know what we're waiting for, but you guys better get on the phones. I was absolutely livid. And, I mean, I was very nice to my people because these people get it. But, yeah, I wish you guys would call in and talk about this because I can't switch over to those. I'll lose my studio if I get into too many links. This is what we're going up against. Okay, so on the meeting, my friend Darcy, on switching gears for a second, on the Agenda 21 situation, which is all part of this because I'm going to get into that in a minute. I'm going to give you some history on Prescott Bush and the Bush family, and we'll get into the Illuminati. And I'm telling you, this is all Agenda 21. I'm going to a meeting tomorrow. This is what I found out from Darcy. She told us, now I kind of knew because we had been fighting against all of our city councils like Escondido and Vista and Oceanside, that we wanted them to unhook from ICLEI, which is the evil thing that came out of Germany in 1990, 2 years before the Rio Summit, on this evil Agenda 21 thing. So I found out that all of these people hooked up because they had the carrots dangled in front of them. There's no law or anything mandating that anybody hooks up with ICLEI. ICLEI is evil and are stupid. They get hoodwinked into this because they dangle money in front of them. You know, they say, oh, we're going to only charge you $1,200 a year for the services and we can write your general plans for you. And then they put all this garbage in from the 40 chapters of that evil Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan in the 1992 Rio Summit garbage. And then we have all these public-private partnerships all over the state of California. And I know you guys have them in your areas too. And the one we've been dealing with is SANDAG, and that's tomorrow's meeting, which is San Diego and Associated Government Partnerships. It's horrible. This is unelected, bureaucratic, rotten people making all these rules on transportation elements in all of San Diego County, from Chula Vista all the way to Camp Pendleton. So here's the deal. I found out yesterday that each city council, each city has the option. It's completely voluntary whether they join SANDAG or not. And I said, oh, my God, I'll tell you what. The next time I'm in front of that mayor in the rotunda, they're going to hear from me loud and clear. Tomorrow, I'm going to say it as well. I'm also going to talk about – I lost my guess. I guess they don't like these kind of politics. Oh, well. Anyway, so they're going to hear from me and say, this is voluntary and you're still doing this? I want to know why you're doing this. This is nuts. Well, they're going to get educated because I was livid. I couldn't believe it. Darcy did a great job explaining Agenda 21, the second portion of her presentation. And when she told me, and then she reiterated it today, I've got a lot of stuff to read. She sent me a whole bunch of stuff on SANDAG today. And she confirmed it, that it is voluntary. I just about, wow. Hey, Barbara 888, welcome to the show. Yeah, cheap labor. I was so, yeah, I don't even know where to start. But I did find out that this was true, so I'm going to be speaking tomorrow. I've got a whole host of things I've got on my plate as far as that goes. Again, it is 646-378-0321. Please call in with your ideas on this god-awful amnesty. I told them, I said, no amnesty, and I told every single person. I think I called at least 8 of them today, and I said, this is a Trojan horse. They're going to go into compromise. It's going to go back to the Senate, and then the president's going to pass a horrible amnesty bill. And I got two people, good responses, one McClinton Tuck and another one from Paul Gosser from Arizona. But I'm telling you, you guys keep calling. I'm going to keep calling. I'm not giving up. I hope Jeff and everybody in my neighborhood calls them all the way through July 4th. I don't want this to go through. I don't want Harry Reid to have any victories at all, or Boehner or any of these clowns. This is horrible. So we cannot have amnesty. Like I said, we can't take another hit like this. I mean, it's just insane. All the people in D.C. today, it was good, except the Schmendricks are trying to keep people from freely going about the areas in D.C. I'm telling you, they're gearing up for civil unrest, and they're doing everything they can to discourage us from going to these events in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of people, I think, that the Schmendricks who have started this, like the Gang of Eight and the Harry Reids of the world, they're getting a little nervous because they are literally threatening with all kinds of sanctions, all kinds of legal stuff to these 70 people who are standing up against this evil stuff in the Senate, this Gang of Eight, this amnesty stuff, because Glenn was explaining today, he said the people, the nice people at the rally that were close enough to these people like Bachman and King and Gohmert and others, were the people were offering them little small bottles of water so that, because it was hot, you know, it was like over 80 degrees, you know, D.C.'s not a cold place in the early summer even. And so they had to refuse it. They said no, because these SOBs and the establishment said that they'll not only throw them off committees, they'll ethics violation things. They put ethics charges saying that if they take water from these nice people, they'll be accepting bribes from the public. Can you believe this garbage? This is how desperate they are. You guys keep up the phone calls, man. It's working. I'm not kidding. Boehner's thing, you couldn't get through his office today. I had to wait and go through the loop to do a voicemail. It's working. I'm going to keep calling this week all the way to July 4th, man. You got to do it. So, and if you guys want to come in and say, hey, talk to me today, it's 646-378-0321. Give you a little history on the banksters and the evil ones. I'm going to try to send this to you guys. Anybody that wants it, just type in. Ron sent me these, and they're very long. I couldn't print the whole thing, and I don't want to read the whole thing because it would take forever. But it says, this is a little bit on the Bush family. Who is George Bush, and how did he become the 41st U.S. president? He is said to be a man of the old establishment who chose to seek his fortune as an independent oil man. Yeah, right. In fact, Bush was never independent. Every career step in his upward climb relied on his family's powerful associations. The Bush family joined the Eastern establishment comparatively recently and only as servitors. Their wealth and influence resulted from their loyalty to another, more powerful family and their willingness to do anything to get ahead. And they did. For what they did, Bush's forebears should have become very famous or infamous. They remained obscure figures, managers from behind the scenes. But their actions, including his father's role as banker, this was the old man Bush. Father's role as banker for Adolf Hitler had tragic effects for the whole planet. Yeah, we'll get to this. You're going to love it. It was these services to his family's benefactors which propelled George Bush to the top. Yeah, no, all bad deeds get unpunished. Okay. It says Prescott goes to war. President George H.W. Bush was born in 1924, the son of Prescott S. Bush and Dorothy Walker Bush. We will begin the George Bush story about a decade before his birth, on the eve of World War I. We will follow the career of his father, Prescott, through his marriage with Dorothy Walker on the path to fortune, elegance, and power. Prescott entered Yale University. Oh, you're going to love this date. 1913, the day of the income tax and the creature from Jekyll Island. A native of Columbus, Ohio, Prescott had spent the last 5 years before college in St. George's Episcopal Preparatory School in Newport, Rhode Island. Prescott Bush, first college year, 1913, also was the freshman year at Yale for E. Rowland. This is Bunny Harriman, whose older brother, William or Averill Harriman, had just graduated from Yale. This is the Averill Harriman who went on to fame as the U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union during World War II, as a governor of New York State, and as a presidential advisor who was greatly responsible for starting the Vietnam War. Nice people. The Harrimans would become the sponsors of the Bushes to lift them onto the stage of world history. In the spring of 1916, Prescott Bush and Bunny Harriman were chosen for membership in an elite Yale senior year secret society known as the Skull and Bones. This is unusually morbid death-celebrating group helped Wall Street financiers find active young men of good birth to form a kind of imitation British aristocracy in America. Well, they got busted for it after, I think it was World War II. Anyway, so this kind of ties into, Doc, Prescott Bush. I just wanted one quick thing on the immigration. These people, I guess it was Steve King was talking on air today, and he was talking about the CBO was saying that it's going to cost, what was it, $3 trillion with this new amnesty. And if you triple the amount of people, which everybody knows is not 11 million, it's probably closer to 33 million. Just take that $3 trillion and triple that number too. That's the cost to the American taxpayers. And again, where are these jobs coming from that they're saying, oh, these people will pay taxes? What? What are they going to pay taxes on? How are they going to get jobs? There are no jobs. We are in a depression. Okay, so here we are. A little history on the Illuminati. This one kind of blew me away. It says the Illuminati was a secret order founded and established in Ingolstadt, Bavaria, on or about, get the date here, May 1st, 1776. It was known to be a Luciferic order, but they didn't worship that Satan. They were just light bearers, and they want to be illuminated. Yeah, right. The founder was none other than Adam Weishaupt, a prominent Freemason of his time. He was a lodge member in Ingolstadt. For the sake of the readers, it must be known and most seriously stressed that the name Illuminati or Luciferic Order does not in this case refer to Satan or Lucifer. It specifically refers to the state of the enlightened membership. Oh, gag me. The term Luciferic Lodge originated in the pre-Christian Egyptian mystery schools. At that time, there was a belief in a dualistic material plane comprised of good and evil. Neither was elevated above the other. They were viewed as two sides of the same coin, two paths that must be walked to complete the earth experience. Okay. The designation Luciferic Lodge denoted a group of enlightened beings who came together and attempted to educate and enlighten humanity so that they could take their place in the universe next to their God. So, exactly, Barbara. The Illuminati established itself as an extension of high or Illuminized Freemasonry existing as a special order within an order. Its operations were closely connected with the powerful Grand Orient Masonic Lodge of France. Figures Europe. The order's name translated literally as the Enlightened Ones. This signified to all who were familiar with such secret orders that the members had been initiated into the secret teachings of Lucifer, not to be confused with the Lucifer of the Bible or with Satan. It must be remembered that these teachings came from a time that preceded Jesus and Christianity. So this goes way back. It must be stated that while the origins of the Masonic order in the distant Egyptian past were benign, over the centuries, the order was taken over by men who perverted its teachings to further their own evil ends. Sounds like our Agenda 21 today. The Illuminati order was made up of such men. The Illuminati was designed for one purpose, to carry out the plans of high Freemasonry. These plans included creating a new world order which would be ruled by the Masons. In the original concept of 5,000 years ago, the only purpose for the world order was to educate and enlighten. However, down through the ages, the true purpose was lost to the masses, and the unenlightened Masons innocently flocked to the Illuminati and helped Adam Weishaupt gain a foothold in the key policymaking circles of Europeans and governments. It is therefore our, this is quoting these people, our duty to surround them, the leaders, with our Illuminati members, so that the profane, that would be you and me, may have no access to them. Thus, we are able to most powerfully and to promote its Illuminati interests. Quoting again, if any person is more disposed to listen to the princes, which would be good people, than to the order, he is not fit for it, which means the Illuminati, and must rise no higher. We must do our utmost to procure the advancement of Illuminati in all important civil offices, such as presidencies. By this plan we shall direct all mankind in this manner, and by the simplest means we shall set all in motion and in flames. The occupations must be so allotted and contrived that we may, in secret, influence all political transactions. And when this particular article that I was reading goes on, it talks about the Council on Foreign Relations, talks about the Skull and Bones, it talks about all these secret societies. So all of it, and it shows the progression of from that 1776 and the ancient teachings all the way, and the Freemasonry and all these different sects, and like I said, CFR, the Trilateral Group, the Bilderbergs, it talks about all of them. So this is what we're up against. We are fighting nut jobs who think that their you-know-what doesn't smell, and it's time to stand up, point fingers, and laugh at them because they are disgusting. And I have a great opportunity tomorrow. I can hardly wait to get time to speak in front of these people. I mean, I'm going to unleash everything that I have been taught about this smart growth and all this nonsense and this social equity, because these people at Sandag are destroying the southern hemisphere or portion of California. The rest of the crazies up who are pushing in San Francisco or the One Bay Area, same group, ICLEI, all this sustainable development crowd, these greenies are destroying that area. So they've got both halves of the state completely believing this global warming nonsense and this climate change. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to expose them for what they are. I'm going to say it calmly. I'm going to explain to them that I have actually walked, talked, and shook hands with quite up close and personal, two wonderful people. One was from the IPCC, and that was Dr. Singer here in San Diego. And the other was Christopher Monckton from England, who also has studied all of this global warming nonsense. And he has studied ice ages like Dr. Singer has. He has studied the global warming trends by nature and solar flares and activity all the way back to and before the Middle Ages. Nobody wants to talk about that little hockey stick because that's an inconvenient truth that nobody on the left wants to admit to. So Bill says, Maurice Strong is a bigger threat than Soros. Yeah, Soros, I don't know about that clown. He's not a good person because he's organized. He's got a lot of money and he throws it around. And he's got all these entities. And when you have Organizing for America, Act for Whatever, and how many entities he and Obama put together so they could steal elections, it's not good. But yes, Maurice Strong is very evil. I would go further to say that Alexander King, Ted Turner, and Bill Gates, also evil and disgusting, as well as Jeb Bush, by the way, another Bush, with their secret order. And somebody had said not too long ago, and I think it was David Icke from England, and he said, when you look at the Illuminati, the Bilderbergs, and all these, the ones who supposedly are the puppet masters controlling all this, yeah, of course they are. Do you think that even old man Bush, G.H.W. Bush, had brains enough to run this country? No. None of them could tie their own shoelaces. Obama, without a teleprompter, stutters. That thing is so degenerate. I don't even know how it gets out of bed without a keeper. I can't take these people anymore. We've got to take this country back. We're done. We are so sick of this. They're pushing for a wretched revolution. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And we last night's meeting, we were talking about the Agenda 21 stuff. They put up on the screen the buzzwords, and I've heard them all a gazillion times: the complete streets, the smart meters, the smart growth, the sustainability, the all of it. I mean, every single crazy, stupid buzzword with the open space, the carbon this, and I mean, it's insane what they're doing. They want their roundabouts, their traffic calming. They want you got to worry about the environment and the carbon and the wetlands and the puddles and the, it's crazy. So we're going to use their own language. We're going to use social equity. We're going to use smart growth. I'm going to talk about smart meters. I'm going to tie it in with the NSA and that horrible building in Utah, because they have appliances by LG and others who are collecting. It works with the smart meters. And the SDG&E or whoever you pay your electric bills to, they're spying on you big time. Everywhere you go, every way you go. It's nuts. They've got cameras everywhere. They've got them on our streets. They got idiotic sheriffs here in San Diego with Sandag, good old Sandag, taking pictures of our cars on the freeways, and they're storing all that information of your license plates, et cetera. It's disgusting. I live in a police state. I'm tired of it. What they've done, they've already done in Sacramento with the draconian gun grabbing laws. I got to go to Arizona. Or Barbara says, who is watching all the cameras, though? Well, I don't know, but they must be hiring somebody. It's probably some bureaucrat with Sandags. Is one of those bureaucratic pieces of garbage, which is a public-private partnership, and all these idiots have joined, every single one of them from in San Diego have joined that idiot. And I'm like, it's voluntary. Why are they doing it? There has to be a good reason. They're giving us all kinds of craziness. They're testing us. And it's time we tested them back. And I'm all with Glenn and Alveda. Let's get this thing going. They got the Black Robe Regimen. They've got the new civil rights movement. It's time. Bill says, you can bet they support these are all Agenda 21 clowns. They're just pushing for it. Rod says, well, it makes the hackers happy. They can get everyone's information from the same place. Yeah. So they had a joke. Somebody said they forgot their password for their email account. They said they were going to call up the NSA and say, can you help me out? Or Google, or they're going to call somebody in government and say, I forgot my password. Can I have it back? It's crazy. I said in the meeting, I was sitting next to one lady, they were talking about California, and she says, oh, well, the whole country's like this. I said, yeah, but it's not as bad. I said, when this melts down, I said, do you want to be stuck in this city? I says, I sure as heck don't. And I said, I definitely want to be someplace real isolated. And Bill, you know where I'm talking about. Barbara says, if there's a revolution, where will it end? I have no idea. I have no idea. It just goes through periods like communism and Sharia, but we're not going to allow that. That's where the bloodshed happens, because we're not doing this. We're not playing that game. I don't think they're not going to win. I'm telling you, they're not going to win. You know, there's probably more women who are better shots than a lot of guys out there. And I'm telling you, you just get us on our postmenopausal and our peri whatever and tick us off, You'll think Genghis Khan just came through. Let me tell you what. There's no way. I will die on a lot of hills. Mm-mm-mm. And I'd love to have somebody call in the last 20 minutes, 646-378-0321. Like I said, there was so much going on today with Glenn stuff, with things coming to me, people asking that I call, the governor calling everybody. And Yell is taken off, so I'm going to say goodnight, Yell. Thanks so much for coming in to the show, and everybody's welcome to call that 646-378-0321. I know I couldn't get Ron in today because he's got problems and he needs to take care of his family right now. And so, like I said, we're all praying for Tom and Ron and his family. And again, 646-378-0321. Anybody want to call, please do so. We've got a lot of things ahead of us. We've got the amnesty problem. There are some scandals that others are trying to wade through. I'm just trying to keep my head above water, trying to keep my head straight, trying to understand how I'm going to, you know, speak to these people tomorrow without, you know, having my heart worn on my sleeve and using my emotions instead of my brain. And then Barbara says, the Syrian revolution was just supposed to remove Assad. Oh, Barbara, that's another story. What a mess. What a mess. It's between the Sunni and Shia, I think that's what's going on over there. And, of course, we're on the wrong side of everything. This idiotic, I mean, Putin's got it better than this clown. Of course, you would have to expect everything that Obama does is wrong, upside down, perverted, and backwards. I can't stand to look at it. I can't stand to hear it. I can't stand to even read his words. I hate him. I don't care what anybody says or thinks. I can't stand that piece of garbage, that slimy, slithering snake that's actually occupying the White House. I can't. And that evil woman that it's, you know, his beard wife, I can't take it anymore. And she's out there spending more money. That's what I told the kids at the meeting, actually, when I got to speak for less than a minute, but I said, we get more hits like what we've already got. We've got a bad economy. You've got Obamacare coming down the pike, full steam ahead. California's broke. The amnesty goes through. Agenda 21's being pushed. Syrian war. Oh, my God. We can't do it. It's going to crumble. There's a couple people out there like Ron that would have been hoping for it for a long time, because then it will be seen for what it is. But some people in this country are so stupid. I wonder if, you know, Christ himself couldn't even convince these coneheads of just how stupid they are. And I deal with it every day. Sorry, but they are so stupid. Anyway, got 19 minutes left. If you'd like to call in, or Rod or Barbara, please call. That would be 646-378-0321. And let me see if I can go find some goodies here. She's talking about respect is earned. I know. Yeah. There's a few that are just horrible. Okay, let me see if I can find this one. Can't find any stuff here. Again, the news was filled with amnesty stuff, has been for days. So many things happening. Rod says, you want mine, you will earn it or not get it. Well, they don't have any decency, Barbara. They don't have respect for themselves. And I know Bill said that before, and that's very true. Let me get in here and find some stuff. I want to play some stuff for us. Because they are taking our rights away left and right. I'm tired of it. And they're doing it, especially here in California. They're doing worse than New York. They're especially when it comes to ammunition. I'm going to have to drive to Yuma or to Las Vegas to get the things that I need. So let me go if I can do this one. It is that was 9. This is Our America. And then there was the 6. This one is the Sons of Liberty one, and this is really good. It's a little bit more than 6 minutes. Again, and if we get some callers, Sons of Liberty, that would be my friend Bradley Dean. So here we go.
Boy, that ceremony occurred at what is called the Ramp Ceremony. That was in Bagram, at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. They loaded the bodies. They had a ceremony and then they loaded the bodies on planes to bring them back to Dover Air Force Base, where they had to be identified. And at that ceremony, you saw where the imam spoke. Well, from what we understand, the parents of fallen warriors have always gotten a copy of the ramp ceremony. We weren't given one. And as far as we know, any of the other families weren't given one either. And for what reason, we didn't know until back in January. Someone approached us and said, actually a special operator, and said, hey, did you get your copy of the ramp ceremony? And no, sir, we did not. And he said, well, I'm going to get you one. So about 2 weeks went by, and he also made the comment, I want you to know, at the ramp ceremony, the rest of the men on your son's squad were very upset that an Afghan spoke at the ceremony. Well, we didn't think much about it, but So about 2 weeks after that went by, and we still hadn't received it, and Karen emailed him, and he replied back immediately. So I started going through the bureaucracy to get your copy. Then I thought, I'm going to send you my copy. And he overnighted it to us, and the next day we let it lay there for a few days, because when you thought what it would be, it's kind of stuff's not easy to watch.
Sure.
But then finally on Saturday morning, February 16th, I put it in, I began to watch it, and all of a sudden, in the ceremony, after the American chaplain spoke, the voice of a mom came on, and the Islamic funeral chant, from what we're told, came on as it showed the American caskets. When we got done once, and I told Karen, I said, we got to get this translated. So she was able to pull the audio off without letting anybody know where it came from, because we didn't want to be biased.
Mm-hmm.
Sent it to a friend who sent it to someone who was able to do this. And that's what the translation came back. If you've seen the translation,
yeah.
The translation came back damning the infidels, saying the Muslims are the winners. And so then we went to some congressmen. They had translations done by their staff, did by different people. We've had now up to 4 different translations done that we know of, and they've all come back the same.
Yeah.
So not only was the military negligent, not only did the rules of engagement at least help to get our sons killed, then they allowed their bodies to be desecrated in Afghanistan by an Islamic imam. And, you know, I have to say, you know, we know that Aaron's a believer, and we know the imam has no control over what happened there, and Aaron's with the Lord, and based on the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But still, in America, mm-hmm. in Western civilization, we honor the bodies of the dead.
That's right.
And so our military and our government, here again, needs to be held accountable, and whoever's responsible for this, we want them brought to justice.
Amen.
I want them punished.
Amen. Now, I got a question for you, Billy, really quick. Was the imam, was he dressed up in military dress, the United States uniform?
We don't know. You see on there, very quickly, that there's a picture of an Afghan who does have on that uniform. So we don't know, Bradley, for sure, if that's the imam, if that's the guy who was praying. It kind of looks like it is, because you see the pictures of the American chaplain right before that, and it kind of shows the same kind of pictures of him, you know, and then it does that. But you know, I can't honestly answer that question.
Right. Why he would have access blows me away first and foremost, and I also believe it's very telling. But is it also true that while prohibiting the mention of a Judeo-Christian God, the Muslim cleric was okay to go ahead and say and do whatever he wanted to do?
Yes, he was. Apparently he was. Either that or our brass in the American military is so ignorant, which is no excuse, that they have no idea what the enemy's doing. And that's the whole purpose. I mean, that's the whole thing that's going on in our military right now today. Our government and the brass in the military refuse to identify the enemy that our warriors are engaged against. And it's putting them at very high risk, unnecessary risk, and getting a lot of them killed because the high-ups will not acknowledge the savage ideology of this enemy that we're engaged in that wants to overrun our republic and set up Sharia law.
That's right.
All over the world.
Amen.
Billy, I want to ask a question. And I do see Godspeed to this congressional hearing, because you need to get answers. And amen for you, brother, for standing up and getting answers, especially through everything that you and your family have been through. Brigitte Gabriel was present at the press conference this morning. And I just want to ask this question without speculating. Was it not an honor, if you're a Muslim, to take down our military's finest, those that may have been involved or that were involved in the taking of bin Laden, number one? And then number two, wouldn't it seal the deal for an Islamist radical to then say a prayer to curse the bodies of those that took out their supposed leader?
Of course it would, and don't think for a minute that the Islamists don't know that.
That's right.
They show the American leadership allowing this to go on.
That's right.
Just the way they do in everything else, with the 9/11 mosque being built at Ground Zero.
That's right.
The things it's all planned. It's all planned to show that we are either ignorant or don't care, and they are conquering us. And of course, it's the ultimate takedown. The takedown is still King's Fist, and then to desecrate their bodies.
Gotcha.
And with the American military standing alongside.
Well, thank you for your time, Billy. We totally appreciate it. I know you got other interviews set up today. We love you.
Anyway, that was from Sons of Liberty Radio, Bradley Dean. He's been on my shows before, and he's really great. And what this was just part of a interview from some of these parents, because they had this huge press conference. It was 3 hours long. I've seen it. I know it was posted on Facebook. I had a copy of it somewhere in my computer. I sent it to everybody I could. And all this nonsense, there was a time when I was listening to Mikey B's show from Hot Seat, and he had people on there talking about, in fact, he had a clip of a reporter, a female reporter, way back in, I think it was 07 or 08, and she was telling that Bin Laden was killed by somebody, probably, I don't know which side, which group, what country they were from, back in 07. He was already dead, and I think it was 3 days after she had that radio interview, she was whacked. She was gone. She was dead. So this nonsense that Obama was responsible for killing Bin Laden is bunk. It's garbage. And then, so all these elite SEAL team are, Extortion 17, are put on this Chinook helicopter. I believe this was also in Afghanistan. And they were downed. And this, to me, was a planned and an ordered hit so that they couldn't talk, because they – and this whole – so they couldn't come back and say, yeah, oh, and about that stupid burial at sea, and nobody got to take any pictures. Horse feathers. I don't buy it for a second. I don't believe anything these people tell me anymore, especially under this evil regime of old Barry V. The V stands for Vissarionovich. That's Stalin's middle initial, because this creep in the White House is acting just like him. He makes me sick. His evil Eric Holder makes me sick. His stupid wife makes me sick. Hilda Beast makes me tired. Valerie Jarrett, all of them. I can't take it anymore. So, all right. Now, yeah, disposable heroes. Yeah, exactly. That's what they're doing. They do this all the time. You think the death of Breitbart was an accident? Yeah, right. They got him, too. I'll bet they shot him full of succicoline, had him drop dead in the street. Betcha. Wouldn't put anything past these clowns. Anyway, so I'm going to get into something fun. We got something coming up in July, and I can hardly wait to get on a plane to go see you guys in Delaney. We're going to Delaney Creek Park in Indiana, and it is gorgeous. We had a blast last time. We're just hoping, again, that Ron's family's okay and he can make it. And he said he indicated that he would. Regardless, that was Monday on his show, and I am so excited. You guys can just email them or go to Google and Google DelaneyCreek.com. I'm sure that there's Bill can put that in for us. Also, we want Rod Luke to be there, of course. Doc, you're welcome. Everybody, Patriot Families. And we must remember PatriotFamilies.com. That's a great group of people. You'll get every information about the shows. What we think, feel, and do, and how great of a family we are. So let's see if I can do that real quick. I'm going to do the promo, and then we'll find some stuff here. Real quick, on our radio shows, this is what we have on the radios. Also, Mike from the Hot Seat, I believe 7 p.m. Eastern Saturday, which is not mentioned in here. I am asked to co-host with Mikey, so if he does the show, we'll let you know. I'll get that out to everybody. So here's the promos for our regular shows.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed But Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Michael Magic. He's the one that has that great voice doing that promo for us, and that was really cool. And this weekend, I'm going to continue to work towards getting my little suitcases all put together for Delaney. We get three and a half days there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to go to Walmart and pick up all the rest of my little travel items that I need, all my female stuff and my lotions and hairsprays and whatnots. So it should be wild. Okay, Rod, thanks for joining us. Be blessed and take it easy. We've got just probably few minutes here, about maybe 4 minutes left on the show. And I'm going to find some really good music. We've had fun. I hopefully was informative to everybody, talking about everything that happened today, been going on this whole week. Again, tomorrow I will be joined by 3 or 4 of my wonderful friends who have been fighting against Agenda 21. Hopefully we can make an impact and we can wake others up, because they don't know about this. They don't know what we're talking about. Some of them heard the term but really don't know what it is. So absolutely, yeah. Barbara, you're welcome anytime. And you can call in next time. We're going to be done in a couple minutes here. Let's see if I can find something good. Maybe Poker Face is kind of fun. Let's see. Just so we can get into our revolution mood. And I want to thank you guys. It's been wonderful. Thanks to Barbara, Bill, Doc, and Rod, and you guys anytime. And Delaney, here we come tomorrow. Please tune in for Miss Terry, who is also going to be at our reunion this summer, next month. And she's got a great way with words. Man, she's so well-educated. She's a good teacher. We love her. So check her out, 6 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio for her show. And here we go with some a little bit more. I'm fed up with our government. And here we go, Poker Face. You guys have a great night.
Too many people in America fear their government, and the government is being run by too many powerful agencies like the IRS and others. I think it's time the people take the country back through their representative government.
Hey, Mr. Politician, living on that hill, living in that life of luxury, on we the people still. Don't have a clue how the other half lives, and that is a shame. It's time to stop the tyranny. You keep pushing through your veils, calling for a revolution, calling for it now. It's time to save our constitution while we still got the guns in our hands. And there's a farmer who's starving all their land. Ranchers try to feed his cattle and sheep on we the people's land. Try and live as a free man. Your body is illegal, let him home. Time to stop these thugs from stealing what's been got in the town. Call him for a revolution.
Hey guys, you've been great. Thanks a lot, and see you next time. Good night.